Every year at the end of winter, a moment comes here with chill and clarity all in flux, but no sign whether it's more frost or new buds on the way. It's a moment to magnify how every change of weather makes its own little season, sometimes lasting a day or two, sometimes just a few hours.
My guest, Charles Greer, has lived in southern Indiana for more than 30 years, teaching at Indiana University, with a life of his family centered on an acreage east of Bloomington. He is reading today from a work in progress on experience there, written in the Haibun form, which weaves short poetry, often haiku, with lyric prose. This is The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander. Charles, please go ahead.
Late winter, and wild onions on the forest floor burst the first brash green. Once I was walking the bare woods in this breath between winter and spring and caught a glimpse inside these little seasons and what keeps them turning and turning on. Some bluebird bad luck by Empty Oaks has left these feathers for my hat. Once heavy rains came just as the ground was beginning to thaw, so it was weeks before the earth was firm again. Horse prints in spring mud make little puddles that show the moon overhead. We came here from the city like salmon homing on the current of America. Now we've been here 30 years, watching after winter for the first white inklings to appear. Suddenly fresh snowflowers soften the winter's wrinkled forest floor. A shagbush blooming floats as if the equinox puffed cloud through the trees. The first color is always a surprise, rouging twigs on certain maples long before the sharper red buds we remember through the year. On the ground, it's miniature buttercups and violets. And taking horses into woods at this moment is to go with pure exuberance. New buds popping, and the wide-eyed mare can't fit all her excitement through the pasture gate. Jumping the old beech tree across the trail reminds my horse what a fine place it is to buck and squeal in spring. The little seasons of spring bring closings as well as their famous openings, sometimes in a difficult surprise. Bolting for April pasture, the mare accidentally broke the old dog's back. I dug the first small grave on the slope below our house 20 years ago, and I've lost count of how many are down there now. Most still have a rock showing where the mound of earth has settled and as the woods keep changing overhead. Spring winds snapped limbs off the old beech but left its roots where we bury pets. In the past, my wife or daughter would play something on the flute before I put the first terrible shovel of earth back into the cleanness of the hole, and plenty of tears have flowed down there. But one time the sadness didn't even last to the end of our little ritual. Scuffling pups don't mind falling into the fresh hole dug for their mother. A year later, I thought of the line in Shakespeare's play where the gravedigger stops his work to say, "Alas, poor Yorick, I knew him, Horatio." Spring rain uncovered the old dog's skull this young dog carries in its mouth. Remembrance as part of the year's regeneration is everywhere, evidenced through the woods. Someone hiked the briar-grown track for a spring cleaning of these old gravestones. How many Aprils since cabins disappeared from the clearing have these daffodils lilted again? April's kaleidoscope can change everybody's mood. After spring morning snow, the cranky mare lets geese close to share her grain. Red buds and new grass come back brighter as a quick April snow dissolves.
Charles Greer has been reading his poetry today on The Poet's Weave. I'm Jenny Kander.